Hey y'all, it's Yaisa. Get in where you fit in. I want to remind you that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men or women, whoever that may be. And when you think about your life right now, you may not be where you want to be at, but whatever you have in your hand, use it. And your talent may be something that may not seem to be great and beneficial where you're at, but how will you know unless you try? With your gift, you may be a great listener. You may be a great speaker. You may be a great organizer. Whatever that may be, take every opportunity to use it. And I'm reminded of doctors. When they go to school, they have lots of schooling, but they also have to do a residency. In that residency, they're able to get OJT, on-the-job training, mentorship, and they're able not to have so much responsibility or the weight of the world on their shoulders when they're doing major things, you know, like cutting up people, you know, or cutting open people. So you want to make sure, again, when you're thinking about your life, are you ready to be totally responsible? Where, like, when you say you're going to deliver something, you're going to deliver it. Most times you want to always be bringing your A game. You want to bring the best quality. And that means sometimes you may underpromise and you're going to overdeliver. And when I say underpromise, that doesn't mean that you cheapen the deal. It just means that you don't share everything. You want to give your audience or your target market, your customer, your client, you want to let them know what they can expect, like what solution that you're going to solve for them, like what problem are you going to bring to them. And then you may give them more and they're like, wow. And even though your price may be a lot of money, that's okay, because they're going to be like, wow, they gave me way more than what they said they were going to do. So you want to think about that in relation to what you bring to the table. Not only bringing to the table, but being the table that people can actually use, and not use and abuse, but use where, like, you're being a resource. So if you have a 9-to-5, then you want to think about what thing is missing from your 9-to-5. Or if you are an entrepreneur right now, what's something that is not yet on the scene? And if it's not there, then go ahead and get it. So instead of just tapping your fingers and wondering and wishing and hoping, you gotta be the solution. And the solution may sometimes not seem to be well received. I think about Joseph. He had a vision of him having his brothers bow down to him, and it was like illustrated through wheat, and like he was this tall wheat and the other wheats were bowing down to him. And so he saw it before he saw it, but it didn't happen for years down the way. So I want to say that you may have a vision of something, or you may have had a vision, and you want to think sometimes not so literal, because again, Joseph didn't turn to some wheat. He actually turned to the second in charge, you know, of leadership during a time of a famine. So when you think about a solutionary, someone who solves problems, I want you to take out a sheet of paper and just think about things that really chap your hide. Like what things really like get your attention. So that could be anything, but you want to just narrow it down just by quieting yourself and thinking, what things do you not like? Because the things you don't like are not meant for you just to criticize, but you're able to innovate. And when you innovate something, you're able to take it to another level. And there's dimensions to things where we think about depth. You know, there may be something that's great, but I remember when Napster was the deal when I was in college, and Napster was the jam. That with Napster, you could download streams and download songs. And it's like you didn't have to pay for music. So it's kind of like iTunes and Spotify, but it was a little bit more legwork because you had to like find the song, and then you had to see, was it available? And then it was kind of like, I want to say like Fire Sticks when they're unlocked, where you're able to get access to information without paying for it. And it's like too good to be true. And that was Napster back in the day. And boy, 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 that was just so awesome, because I remember before that, I would go to Tower Music and I would get like CDs galore. And with CDs, you have to store them somewhere. And so with having to store the CDs, it was sometimes an inconvenience because I would have so many CDs, and then if you didn't care for them properly, you'd have to buy it again because it would be scratched, it would skip, and then we'd use this little solution of alcohol to wipe it down, and it'd be, you know, the only song that would be messed up would be the one that was your jam, you know what I'm saying? So I want to remind you that again, Napster innovated music for me and many others. And then after Napster, I can't remember what happened next, but now we're in the digital age where everything is so digital. You know, I have some CDs, and I remember a time when I was able to download CDs, and then I would be able to burn them on CDs, and then I could mix whatever I wanted. But now it's like, I ain't got to do that because all I got to do is on my iTunes account or my Spotify account, just find the song and then create a playlist. And I actually have several playlists where I have one for my fitness classes. I have one where I have my hype music, my gospel music. So it's like, it's pretty awesome. It's very convenient. So someone had to see a problem and then they had to create a solution for that, which I totally enjoy. And I even pay for my Spotify. And at first I had the free version of it, but the idea of being able to have everything classified on one gadget. And then even with that I have an account, when I have my iPhone, my Spotify is there. When I go to my laptop, I can log into my account, or I can log into my Spotify account from anywhere. So that is so convenient. So when you think about wherever you're at in your journey in life or adventures as they await you, whatever you see now, it's important. You want to be observant. You want to be present. But you don't want to be nostalgic and be in the past. And in the past, meaning you don't want to just think about how great it was, the heyday of time when it was great, because it can be even greater. And it's supposed to be greater. It shouldn't just get to a plateau. And there also are seasons as well where there may be those plateaus, like those highs and lows. And it doesn't mean that the low is in the valley, but the low is a time for reflection. The low is a time for maybe even correction, thinking about things that could have gone better, you know, things that you can improvise or improve. So when you're right now, depending on what season you're in, always have a notebook at hand. Always have a writing apparatus, because it's a great way to write down what things inspire you, or then whatever is inspiring you, what are you being inspired about? And then you write that down because you want to know who you are. You want to know what things trigger you. So if you're driving down the street and you happen to run over a pothole, are you the type of person that just complains, or you don't say anything about it? Or are you someone that's going to write a letter to the city and demand that those potholes be fixed because you are a taxpayer, and the numerous amount of cars that may get damaged or flat tires, people trying to get to work, and then how many people have been affected by that? So there's always going to be problems around, but there also are solutions in people. And then people, how do you get those solutions out? One, you have to speak up. And sometimes you may talk it out to yourself. You may write it out, but it has to be given to someone. And then the someone may be you, but you want to be able to communicate to someone who can get that information going. So you might need partnership. You may need accountability. And then you have to think time sensitive, because there are certain things that you may have thought about, you know, 10 years ago that are now, they're here and they're in abundance. You know, you think about the flat screen TV. You know, I remember hearing someone say they once envisioned a TV that sat on, that was like positioned on a wall. And then now we have flat screen TV. So when you think about inventions or solutions, you may not have to like see it through and be so hands on. You may hire someone to help you, but you want to make sure that you are covered legally so no one steals your idea. So then, again, I want to just encourage you and remind you to get in where you fit in. So any little holes or any gaps where there seems to be problems, it's your goal in life, or it should be something that you will want to get in those places and give your input and fill those spaces with solutions for people that didn't even know they needed to have what you have to offer. And if you don't have anything and you're like, well, you're not really talking to me because I don't think that's me. Everyone has something in them, and it doesn't have to be on the same scale, but everyone has something in them, even if it's implementing something in the school library, even if it's thinking about just in your home, what's something you can implement just with your family. So you don't have to only think, you know, everything has to be public and it has to be where it's publicized in the newspaper, on television. But whatever problem that you see, remember that you're the answer.